Behold means see. If I say behold, see, all things has become new. So God is saying, see it. All things has become new.
Pastor Benga's teachings constantly remind me of who I am in Christ, and now I can live every day of my life in that consciousness.
Pastor Benga's message has been precise and understandable for me. That helped me understand and see God's plan towards my finance.
You're about to listen to a message by Pastor Olu Benga Taiwo, brought to you by Justified House Media. We know that you'll be blessed as you open your heart to receive God's word.
Go to the book of Mark chapter 6. While I was just meditating today, something struck my heart. Mark chapter 6. So from verse 34 to verse 40, talks about, or let's say 43, talks about, this was the multiplication of fishes and bread. Praise the Lord. The five loaves of bread. Five loaves. Imagine this. What's the name of this this company that does bread? Right Option. Imagine five loaves and just two fishes. This thing says two baskets of fishes. But imagine, let's even say it's two baskets of fishes, because there are those that say, oh, well, it was not really a miracle. Maybe it's just something. But imagine five loaves feeding 5,000 people. Even if it was even 20 loaves. Do you understand? This was obviously a miracle. But there's something I want us to see here. When, you know, this was in the Gospels, before Jesus Christ died. Praise the Lord. I want you to focus on God's word. This was before Jesus Christ died. So it meant that, imagine, let's imagine the scenario. Who are those that will be in that meeting? One, we know the disciples will be in the meeting, right? The disciples will be in the meeting. The people who were coming to hear Jesus, they will be in the meeting. Probably the Pharisees and the Sadducees, right? They will be around in the meeting. Then Jesus himself. Now, when we study the Gospels, who do we identify with? We identify with Jesus. Because Jesus Christ is the one who was born of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the one who has the Holy Spirit in him. Do you understand? We do not identify with the disciples. We do not identify with the people saying that, oh, you know, oh, we want something from Jesus. No, we do. That's not who. So when we are looking at this, I was just meditating on this. When we're looking at this, the person we want to identify with, the person we would, who we should, when we are looking at that story, who we should pattern, if we want, pattern our, maybe if we want to draw a strong lesson, if we want to walk in a particular theme, the person we should really look at should be Christ. Do you understand? And I was seeing that through this place, how Jesus Christ multiplied bread. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ was not doing that as God. Jesus Christ was doing it as someone who was, because the scripture says he left everything as God. He came as a man. He was anointed of God. I mean, if he was God, who have to anoint God? Who anoint God? So he came as a man anointed of God. In the same way, the scripture talks about that we have been anointed. We have the Holy Spirit. We have been anointed of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I was saying something here, how Jesus Christ, let's look at verse 44? Okay, so verse 44 talks about that there were 5,000 people, right? 5,000 people. Let's go to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. So this one was the one that he fed 4,000. If you look at verse 9, he says, and they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Now, this makes us understand, I'm still trying to explain to you who you should look at. We should look at Christ Jesus. Amen. We should not look at what the disciples were really saying. We can learn from that, but the main person we should be looking at, like, okay, how did he do it? Do you understand? What was his words? What was he saying? What was the pattern? What did he do? Because we know that as Christ is, so are we. Do you understand? We have the same spirit. The same spirit that was in Christ Jesus is in us right now. We are capable of doing the things that Jesus could do. We have the same spirit. The same spirit of faith in us. Praise the Lord. So when we study the gospel, we want to look at Jesus Christ. How did Jesus Christ do it? So there is something I want us to see here. Look at verse. Is it verse 21? Okay, verse 21 talks about this was when he was in the boat. He was in the boat with them. Let's look at verse 14. Let's start from verse 13. It says, and he left them and entering into the ship again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. So the disciples, they had just one loaf, you know. And he charged them saying, take heed, beware of the leaving of the Pharisees and of the leaving of the Herod. And they reasoned among themselves saying, it is because we have no bread. Do you understand? And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye because you have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have you yet your heart yet hardened? Have you your heart yet hardened? I talked about this, how it means one cannot relate. According to the disciples, they could not relate. If Jesus could do that at that time, he could do it again. Do you understand? But there is something more that God was showing me. Jesus was saying that I fed 5,000 with five loaves and two fishes. I did it again. He was saying that, don't you understand that I can do it again? Do you understand? What does it mean? What does this mean? It means that Jesus could do it again. Do we get it? What also does this mean for us? It means we are capable of doing this. We are capable of working in, let me just state it expressly, multiplying funds. Now, don't look at it that, are you trying to say we can multiply money? Or we can multiply our resources. Yes, that is exactly what Jesus was saying. Jesus was saying, I can do it. Jesus was saying, I can even do it again. Praise the Lord. And Jesus did not just stop there. Look at what Jesus said in the book of, what's the name? John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Verse 12. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. One question. How many of us have believed on Jesus? You believed on Jesus, right? He says, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Greater works than this. So, but if before we say we want to even do maybe greater works, at least for the multiplication of resources, that could have just been fish, wine. But what of the funds with us? What of the monies with you? When it looks as if maybe that is just the in quotes, it could be maybe physically, it could be the last 2,000 naira with you. Have you, can you just take that money and say, Father, I thank you. Look at, pattern it how Jesus did it, right? The Bible said he gave thanks, right? He said, Father, I thank you. And he said, begin to distribute it. And then you can spend it. Don't just, you know, don't just take the money. Oh, yeah, just, and just, no. He said, I don't know. I'm just broke. This is my last money. No. You take the money. You take, and you know, this is not something I just teach. This is something I practice. It's something I practice. I take my resource. Even if it seems as if it's the last, I take it. Father, I thank you for multiplication of this. I thank you because these things, I know that it would, maybe I'm going to pay my bills with this. I'm going to do this with this. I'm going to do this with this. I'm going to do this with this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, the next one I want you to see. I want you to see the one of Peter's story. Now we understand Peter's story. Where was the place where Jesus met Peter? The fish, the one that Peter's. Can you look for that place where Jesus now said, "You shall not be fishers of men." I mean, you shall not catch fish, but you shall fish men. Can we look for that place, please? This is the one of Luke. Okay, let's go to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. I'll start from verse 1. He says, it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entering into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. And let down your net for a draught. Wow. This was life talking. This was eternal life talking. This was a person without sin talking. Do you understand? Remember, who are you looking at? Is it the disciples? Is that what you were looking at? Who are you looking at? You're looking at Jesus. Because Jesus, both of you look alike. You are the only, I mean, that's the person you can look at. So he says, let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, that means teacher, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their nets broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the ship, that they should come and help them. And came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was James and John, and But there was something that struck me. Everybody around Jesus, they were not born again. We know, right? Because Jesus Christ had not yet died. Now, Jesus Christ was like us. He had the Holy Spirit. He had eternal life in him. He was eternal life manifested in flesh. You know, he had eternal life in him. Just like the scriptures say that we that have received Jesus Christ, anyone that has received the Son have eternal life. Praise the Lord. We have the Spirit of God. God had anointed us, he had anointed us, and you know, with his Holy Spirit. He says the working of the Spirit. And the book of Ephesians talks about, you know, that we might understand, we might know the great working of the Spirit beyond, how did the scripture talks about it? much more than we can think, imagine, according to the power that works in us. Praise the Lord. This was the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost. So now, he's saying something that he reached out to a sinful man. He reached out to a sinner. Imagine this. He reached out to a sinner. Just like you. God was just talking to me how we have that ability to speak. We can speak finances to someone who is not born again. We can change the person's situation. Praise the Lord. The person doesn't have to. Let me tell you, Jesus, these people, they were not saved. Things changed. He spoke to resources. Praise the Lord. And things, so we can speak to things that the people are doing. It's not the blessings. What are blessings? Blessings these are words. They are words. Words that comes out of God's mouth. We are in Christ. We are hidden in Christ. When we speak, it's Christ speaking through us. Praise the Lord. So when we begin, when you lay hands on someone, the person who is not born again, it will be a sign. I looked at this, and this was a great sign to him, right? Wasn't it? The Bible said that Peter, he went back. He said, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man." I looked at it that, you know, there are many people that look at, "Oh, well, if it was healing, if it was something that, oh, someone would just fall." No, God was speaking to me that someone can be so hit. I mean, someone can be, you know, you can pray for someone, I mean, for something to happen to his resources, and then this person will just, like, "I want to be born again." Are you seeing it? Like, I want to be born again. Like, this is, you know, the person falls down to the Lord. That was what the Lord was ministering to me. The person will be convicted by the power of God. But there is something I want you to see here, is that we are representative of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be a representative? If you are representing somebody, I mean, in a way, is the person there? The person is not there. If this Oshibajo, if he's representing Buhari, is Buhari in that meeting? Buhari is not in the meeting. The scripture makes us understand how we are representatives of Jesus Christ here. We are his branch. He is the vine. We are his branch. The same life that flows through the vine flows through the branch. The same life flows through us. The words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. We are hidden in Christ Jesus. The words that we speak, they are spirit and life. It's as if Jesus Christ is speaking. Hallelujah. So as even, I'm just closing with this. First of all, we've been able to see that you have the ability to multiply your resources. Don't start thinking that, you know, physically, thinking with your physical brain. Don't start thinking like that. Don't think with your physical brain. You take the money, you take the 5,000 with you, you take the 2,000 with you, you take the 50 naira, you take the 100 naira, and you say, "Father, I thank you. I thank you because according to your word, the name of Jesus is higher above every names. In the name of Jesus, this money is multiplied in the name of Jesus." Remember what God has even said in the book, in the Old Testament. God had said, "I was the one that multiplied their resources." He said, "And they knew not." We've seen it in the scripture, right? God said, "I was the one." So when we are speaking those words, it's the Holy Ghost that goes and multiplies the resources. You need to realize that. Realize it. Realize this. Because this year are the things around us. God had even spoken to me. He said they are already enlarged. Because he had finished the works from the foundation of the world. And he says he that had entered into rest has ceased from his own works. Had ceased. Meaning we stopped working. He says he wants us to enter into that rest. And he says, he that has entered into my rest, he said, the person assists from his works just as God assists from his. So, we are enlarged. Say, I'm enlarged. My resources are enlarged. Amen. So, now you've come to see. So if someone who is not even born again, one thing I want to ask is about this Peter story. What do you think was against Peter that all through the night he tried, and it wasn't working? What do you think was against him? It was the devil. It was the devil. How can someone fish from morning to night and nothing? All his this thing with all the boats, nothing. It was the devil. And remember, at that time, they are not born again. They were under the influence of the devil. The devil was their master. But when Jesus came, just like you, when you meet that person, your only obstruction will be you, not to speak to the person's life. But the moment you open your mouth and release life to that person, and you hold the person and say, in the name of Jesus, I speak increase into your business. I speak increase into your finances. I speak increase into your bank account. Something changed. I'm telling you, something will change immediately. Jesus had said, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you lose on earth, we need to lose people into resources. Are you hearing me? You know, what is to bind? To tie something. No, people are already tied. You know? The economy has tied people down. The economy, the Buhari government has tied people down, some people down. You know? There are things in life that has tied people down. The devil has used those situations to tie people down. We need to lose them. We need to lose resources into their life. Praise the Lord. Remember, this is not just believer to believer. In fact, according to God's word, it should not just be believer to believer, because it's supposed to be a sign. That's what God was showing me. It's supposed to be a sign. It's supposed to be a sign. It's a sign. It should be a sign that a person will come and like, I want to receive Jesus. I remember, I would close with this story. I remember in school, while I was doing my project, and then there was this lady that I think maybe one course, there was a particular course. Probably, I think maybe she failed the course, and because of that, definitely she wouldn't graduate. Maybe, I think it was a core course. And she was a Muslim. Her name is Nafisat. And I've been trying to preach to this lady. I've been trying to preach to her. So, she told me about this issue, you know. And I said, what if I pray for you and this thing is changed? I said, would you receive Jesus? He said, she will receive Jesus. I said, all right. So I held her hand, rebuked the devil, and spoke those things. And right there, we were just, I remember, just at the MCB office, you know, one lecturer just, because she's been trying to see, maybe the script could be remarked or something could be done. And right there, one lecturer just came out, just looked at her, just said, come to my office. You've been trying to see me, blah, 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 blah. And then I just went back to the class. And when she came back to class, she was just shouting. do you know the thing? There, at that time, I don't really understand Because then they teach us that, they teach us things about, in a way, it's like religion. Not that they teach us, but maybe the way I just grew up, just like religion. She was telling me that, she wants to come to church, she wants to come and give testimony. Then you see, she wants to come to church. I was telling her that, no, don't worry. There's a way that they teach us about testimony that, just keep quiet, The name of Jesus, when we use it, things changes. Praise the Lord. We can curse someone who is sinful, who is a sinner. That's what God was trying to pass across. What God is trying to pass across to us, to the church. We don't have to wait till someone is become born again. Praise the Lord. As we've seen here, you were created in the image and, the image of Christ Jesus. You are in Christ. You are in Him. Use everything He has, you share with Him. Hallelujah. Let's just be on our feet.
Trust that you have been blessed. We love you to share your testimonies with us through our social media pages. You can also email us at justifiedhouseministries@gmail.com. You're invited to fellowship with us Wednesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. at Justified House Auditorium, Hamination, beside all your teaching hospital, Shagam, Ogun State, for a refreshing time with the Lord Jesus near your family. Naturally.